Dominic, got a question here for you. It's just come in, actually. Pat in Lowestoft says, why does Stephen Hawking claim there's almost certainly life in space? Should we be scared of aliens?
Well, it's, of course, very hard to know what life there is out there. People have looked for radiation from other civilizations using the Arecibo telescope in America, and there are future telescopes that would hope to pick up radiation from aircraft radar and television transmitters on other planets. They so far haven't picked up anything in the closest tens of thousands of stars around the Earth. So we probably think there's not much life immediately close to the Earth, but it's very hard to know what there is out there.
A few years ago, in fact it was 5 years ago, I was in Washington DC at the AAAS conference, and there was a number of people at that conference talking about things like the SETI program, looking for life, and some of the world's leading space scientists were arrayed there, and so we had them on a radio program, in fact. And I went along the table and said, I'd like you all to guess or give an estimate as to the likelihood of us finding alien life within the next 50 years. Just out of interest, where would you put that number?
I think there are a number of very interesting space missions coming up in the next 10, 15 years, which have the potential to see Earth-like planets around other stars. And if we see those planets and we manage to see the light from those planets, we can take a spectrum of them and we can see what molecules are in their atmospheres. And if we start to see organic molecules in those atmospheres, we will know there's almost certainly life on those planets. It may not be intelligent. It was very hard to tell whether it's intelligent. But I think there is a lot of potential to see microbial life in the next 10, 15 years.
Whether or not you'd call life on Earth necessarily intelligent is also open to debate. Depends where you look, I think, Dominic. Thank you very much. Helen.